Welcome to the Overcoming Low Self-Esteem podcast. This podcast is designed to teach you about self-esteem, how we get low self-esteem, what triggers it, what can come from it if we don't heal from it, and of course, how to overcome it. If you enjoy this podcast, please do us a huge favor and rate, subscribe, and share this podcast. Please rate and comment. We love your feedback. Your feedback is important to us, and we want to make this podcast a podcast that heals and touches the world. If you have questions, if you have suggestions, if you have ideas, please email us at overcoming@theathjr.com. That's overcoming@theathjr.com. That'll also be in the notes. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy. Welcome back to the Overcoming Low Self-Esteem podcast. Today, let's talk about how low self-esteem recreates your belief system. When you have low self-esteem, when you are addicted to low self-esteem, when you suffer from low self-esteem, it is impossible not to have a belief system rooted in your low self-esteem. So someone says, oh, this girl is pretty, and because you look nothing like her, then you set the standard that she's beauty and you're not. He's successful, you're not. They're smart and you're not. And you go around chasing after what you have put in your head to be the standard, not recognizing who you are within. So first, as always, recognize that you have low self-esteem, and your low self-esteem causes you to look at the world, at your universe, at your reality through a lens of only low self-esteem. You see everyone else high up, worthy, kings and queens, but you look at yourself like a peasant. Why is that? Because you have low self-esteem, not in your world, but in yourself. So, of course, you can't see yourself with high regard because you're comparing to what you believe other people's standards are. You go through life, not everybody, but you go through life expecting the absolute worst will happen to you, but the best offers ever will happen to everyone else. You walk into an interview for a job knowing that you're not going to get the job, and looking at someone across from you interviewing for the same position knowing that they are going to get the job. Or you just assume the worst about you in relationships, in yourself, your health, your abilities to do anything, and just stop. And I know this hard to say, or hard to accept, or hard to believe when people say, oh, you should just stop. But it's really a decision. You can stop comparing yourself. You can stop expecting the worst. You can stop believing in zero in yourself. You can believe that you are worthy just like the other person is worthy. If you listen to the previous episode, we talked about this unworthiness. It's okay for you to feel worthy. You don't have to believe that you're unworthy. And since we're on belief and out in here, not to push religion on you or anything like that, but when you have low self-esteem, it is very difficult to believe in a God, in a and a higher calling, a higher being, because you expect him or her or it to treat you like you treat you. It's hard. I had knowledge of who God was. I had knowledge of what his word says, but I didn't have a personal relationship with him because I expected God to treat me like I felt about myself. I expected God to drag me through the worst trials, the worst tribulations, the worst pain, the worst suffering, because I looked for the worst in every situation. And it's hard to worship or pray out or believe in or cry out to a God who wants so much for you when you want nothing for yourself. So I learned that all of these things, my entire reality was rooted in my low self-esteem. So much so to where I would walk around, I wear glasses, where I would walk around with smudges and dried up tears and fingerprints on my glasses because I didn't feel worthy enough to clean them. I was so rooted in low self-esteem. I only wanted to look out in the world through lenses that were dirty and smudged and full of tears and fingerprints. So please listen to this episode as always. I would love to hear from you. Would love your feedback. So please email me. The email is overcoming@batsjr.com. That email address is also in notes. If you have a question, if you have a suggestion, if you have something that's bothering you on the subject of self-esteem, especially low self-esteem, I would love your questions, and I may even ask and answer your questions on this podcast. I will keep you anonymous, but I would love to hear from you. And please subscribe and rate and comment on this podcast and share with others. I would love for you to do that for me. So please take a listen. Thank you for tuning in, and I will talk to you guys soon.
And I'm not saying it happened on purpose. Some kid told me, you can't do this, not knowing that I was homeless. So of course, I don't know, that's exactly why I'm homeless. Because I'm stupid. Parents only keep the smart kids. So we have a mean machine in our head, always creating meaning. We hear a conversation, but then we keep creating a meaning for it over and over and over. We put other stuff on it. We do it. Oh, I'm not attractive, but I look just like my mama. There's a meaning. So if my mama's not attractive, I'm not attractive. There's another meaning. And so now I have to go outside of me. Who is attractive? That must be attractive because advertising says this. Women say this and this, and that has to be attractive. But there's another meaning. And you know what? The popular girl in school looked like this, so it has to be. There's another meaning. We put meanings on top of meanings on top of meanings. And something that happened when we were 6 years old is alive and running when we're 36. Make sense? But you, when you were a baby, you learned how to walk. You ran around the house naked. Just no shame. You hit the ground running. Come here, I didn't change a diaper. They scared you to go to Google all over the place. You took off. You didn't say, look at my body, it's sexy. Or, don't look at me. My boobs are lower than the other or whatever. I don't know what you understand what I'm saying. My arm is longer than the other. My hair is, you didn't do any of that. It wasn't until somebody put it in you that you start creating a meaning for it. So, how is low self-esteem manifested scientifically? It is at the heart of your low self-esteem is your core beliefs. Your self-esteem. At the heart of your self-esteem are your core beliefs about the kind of person you are. If you suffer from low self-esteem, your beliefs are powering that. At the heart of your low self-esteem is your core beliefs and the kind of person you are. If you have low self-esteem, these beliefs will be mainly negative. And negative beliefs are expressed in many ways. These are facts. At the heart of your low self-esteem is your negative core beliefs. They're your core beliefs that happen to have the connotation of negativity, the tone of negativity, the meaning of negativity. At the heart of your core beliefs are negativity, period. But your low self-esteem comes from your core beliefs. One-piece bathing suits. Already at 7, you already had the core belief that your body needed a t-shirt over it while already being clothed. Because your core beliefs said, whatever they said, to whatever, whoever put it in you first, by virtue of 1 or 2, and attention is going over there, no attention is here, or maybe you got all sorts of attention, but your negative beliefs said, that's not the attention I wanted. I want that kind of attention. I want boys to laugh at me too. Everybody say, oh, you look so cute. You don't want to hear that. It's, I want that. And that comes back into a comparison. Does that make sense? At the heart of it all, low self-esteem comes from your core beliefs. If your self-esteem is low, that means the thoughts you keep about yourself are negative. If you have negative thoughts, that means your core belief system is negative. At least when you address yourself. Make sense? Okay. So in your thoughts about yourself, you are likely being self-critical. Yeah, please write that down. Self-critical, self-blaming, and self-doubting. Self-critical, self-blaming, and self-doubting. Your thoughts, so I just identified your self-esteem is your view of yourself. It can be good or bad. But if you have a negative view of yourself, you have a low self-esteem. If you have a low self-esteem, you have a core belief system that is negative. If it's a core belief system that is negative, then what you also have is that core belief system makes you self-doubt, self-blame, self-critique. You see what I just did there? One system led to another system, led to another system, led to another system. So I'll do that again so you can understand it. Self-esteem is okay. If you have low self-esteem, it is because you have a low self-image of yourself. What does that image come from? That image comes from the thoughts and things and places you keep of yourself. So that image comes from your beliefs. Those beliefs are powered by self-doubt, self-critique, self-blame.
Stay tuned for an all-new episode of The Secret to Success by Antonio T. Smith Jr. To subscribe to this podcast, simply search Antonio T. Smith Jr. or The Secret to Success on your podcasting platform.
Welcome to The Secret to Success podcast with Antonio T. Smith Jr. This podcast is all about personal development and training. If you desire more in life, if you desire to be successful, this is the podcast for you. So sit back, relax, enjoy, and get ready to be transformed.
We live in a funny world, a world that is powered by words. And that's what I want to talk to you today. Words. Watch your words. Consider that you are a being that can understand my words at this very moment. Consider that it is words that have made you decide whether you will or you will not. Consider that the first time you held your child in your hand, it was words in which you communicated. Consider that when you wanted to buy that house, pick that place, it was words that you used to describe. Consider when you are with your spouse or without. Consider the first date you ever had in your life. Consider all of these things have been powered by words. There's something fundamentally different about us. There's something that separates mankind from everything else on planet Earth. The world looks out and it serves us, the water. 70% of the earth is filled with water to sustain life for human beings. Even though we cannot drink most of this water, the life forms that are sustained in the waters that we cannot drink, the plankton feeds these animals, and these animals eat these animals, and they all come back to serving human beings. There's something fundamentally different about humans. So fundamentally different that most of us would believe that evolution exists. Yet, elephants are not building skyscrapers. Elephants are not building airplanes. They're not booking plane tickets. They're not starting the next unicorn tech startup. There's something different. And I'll tell you what that difference is. That difference is human beings have words. Walk with me, if you don't mind, to the power of your words. Scientists have discovered many of the source of the DNA that is contained with many people, with many of our human being ancestors and us alike. Scientists have discovered that most of our genes have an origin, yet we cannot find the gene origin of the vocal cords. You see, we are the only species on planet Earth that can speak, that can take vibrations into sounds that become words. If you're religious, in the beginning was the word, and that word was God, and that word was with God. If you're not religious, something has started this world, and it now contains words. Whatever that may be, whatever school of thought you come from, one must consider immediately that there are words that exist in this reality, and these words have power. Consider that in the beginning of the world, according to the Christian Bible and the Hebrew Bible, that God created the earth by speaking. It seems to suggest that when one speaks, one also creates. Think about that for a second. When one speaks, one also creates. My friends, you have creation power. Your words allow you to be God yourself. Your words allow you to take a piece of paper that was once nothing but a piece of paper, yet your words create out of nothing a New York Times best-selling novel. Your words on a piece of paper that was meant to be nothing. Your words that took something that was just dormant became a love letter with your words. And now you are able to spend the rest of your life with the one you love because you first spoke a word. You know, it's unusual that today we don't recognize the power in our words. It's unusual that today we sleep, if you will, on the power of our words. Consider your words. What are the words that you're holding in your thoughts right now? What are you speaking to yourself, both verbally and mentally? If you speak death, you will create situations, circumstances, and people that will bring you death or make you feel like it would be better to be dead. There's something fundamentally different about human beings. Something so fundamentally different that if I take a machine and I take it apart, and all thousand pieces, consider all thousand pieces, consider your car. Your car is a moving machine. It has thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces. Take them apart, put them back together. There is life in that car. But you, if I take apart the wrong pieces of you, you would never have life again. There is something fundamentally different about you and what you are and your words. Before there was ever you, there was words. Understand that words have had creation power since the beginning of time. Understand when our ancestors were in caves, it was words that brought them out of caves. Understand before there was anything, it was words that created everything. Your words have power. And if you don't watch the power of your words, if you're not aware of the power of your words, if you don't care about the power of your words will create power into your life that your life was not ready or willing to handle. There is something fundamentally different about you, because elephants are not building skyscrapers. Elephants are not buying plane tickets. And neither are elephants building the next unicorn tech startups, because elephants do not have words.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.